A 7-year-old girl died after she and her father were shot during an apparent home invasion robbery in Elkhart, Indiana. I'm Darian, and I'll be back with all the sad details on Real Crime Cases.
In these hard economic times, you've got to do whatever you can to save money. One of our biggest expenses can be our cars, especially when unexpected repair bills hit. Not anymore. Repairs for your engine, transmission, and much more can become a thing of the past if your vehicle has less than 130,000 miles. Get your car protected, saving you hundreds, even thousands of dollars. See if your vehicle qualifies. Just call 1-800-824-9741. Again, 800-824-9741. That's 1-800-824-9741.
Is your computer getting slower? Can't get your smartphone to work with your PC? Or is the internet taking so long to load that it seems like the worldwide wait? I'm Luke Ford, CEO of My Computer Works. Every day, we help people just like you fix their computer problems. We offer an affordable way to help you with your computer. It's fast, safe, and reliable. It's My Computer Works.
Technology keeps advancing, and it's very hard to keep up. So My Computer Works is definitely a service that I can't do without.
Just call 1-800-616-8010. That's 1-800-616-8010.
On August 17, 2012, 7-year-old Christiana Jackson and her mother had just come home from Elkhart Memorial's football game. Suddenly, two or three men wearing handkerchiefs approached them. The father was inside the home at the time and tried to protect his family, but was shot several times in the process. Christiana was also shot in the head. Christiana's father was taken to an Elkhart hospital where he was treated and released. Christiana was rushed to South Bend. The 7-year-old underwent emergency surgery for brain swelling. She remained in critical condition before dying at a South Bend hospital on Sunday, August 19, 2012. Police are searching for the suspects, but don't have much information. There is a $6,000 reward for information leading to an arrest and conviction. If you have any information, please contact me at my website, realcrimecases.com.